We're back here in 91.F's Freeform Radio. I am your host, Brian Merlinite, the Boston medium, and we are going into our second half of the show. So glad to be here. It is 7 o'clock right on the dot. I love when everything's aligned. It literally, the song ended, and I got on the radio right at 7. You've got to love alignment. You've got to love it. Whew, I've just been chilling out here. We are here till 8 p.m., and we still have lots of things to do. We still have lots to get through. We still have a lot of spirit communication and healing. And I really hope you're loving this XTC album, Mummer, and I'm really glad that I get to share this with you. Like I said, if you're just joining in, I'm playing XTC Mummer because last week, actually, on the 30th was their anniversary. So I did not even know that. So about a day later, I came on the radio and I actually brought Mummer with me and I played two songs from it randomly on the show, and I had no idea that the anniversary was a day ago, and because I saw it and it came up on one of my memories, and so I was like, oh my god, in one of my feeds of, you know, XTC, and I was just like, oh my god, I had no idea. So Spirit wanted us to play this, and now I'm understanding it's so, oh my god, this album, it's amazing. It's like, it's its own genre. It's just, it's out there. The way everything is just played, the vibration of it, it's so strange and it sounds so good. And I love things like that. I love things that are strange and sound so soothing to the eardrums. So stay with me because 7:05, we have got the shamanic drumming and the sound healing. So stay tuned. I'm going to play another XTC song and we're going to get right into it. And yes, I hope you like 7:40. 7:45, we are doing the mediumship. Oh, and I forgot to put that down. So we're going to be doing the mediumship from Marilyn Monroe and seeing what is the message that she wanted. So you've got to stay tuned for this. And I'm so glad you understood all those synchronicities. But anyways, here we go. Which one was this? Deliver us from the elements. Ooh, human alchemy. You see? Okay, now it's coming in. Oh my god. I'm getting more and more why Spirit wanted me to play this. The next song is called Human Alchemy. And that's like, I knew that. But like, why did things just come? Oh my god. All right, I'm going to shut up. Listen to this. Woo!
Oh,
3 minutes late, but who cares? This is Spirit Time, so we can be late whenever we want. I'm sorry, I had to let that song run. That was Human Alchemy by XTC. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFL, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Woohoo! All right, get ready for your eardrums, all right? Get ready! Because we're going into the shamanic journey. Okay, let's get nice and settled because I'm going to do the Tibetan sound bowl to attune your body, your physical body, whatever's going on. Put it out that this is a chance to put it out there in the air to get healed, to connect with the universe and to connect with spirit and to open yourself up to healing. So here we go. Perfect health. I am excellent health. My body heals naturally. My body heals effortlessly. I am a miracle of healing. I am a miracle of healing. I am a miracle of healing. So as you come on this shamanic journey with me, invite your power animal to come along. Invite all of your guides and your angels. Can ask a question, or you can just leave it open to receive whatever message wants to come through, or you just sit, you're just here for the experience. I love you. Thank you.
I am the light. I am healed. I am infinite being. I am a walking miracle. I heal with ease. I am healed.
Woo! Whoa! Some of you may be tripping balls right now. Some of you may be, you know, didn't see much at all. Some of you may heard the message. Some of you may have asked the question and received it. Maybe you didn't. Maybe you did. But what's most important is that we all engage together in this playful place of healing, and that's what it is. Sound healing is a playful place of healing. Whew. And I hope you got exactly what you needed right now, dear one. I hope you got exactly what you needed right now in this moment. You are so loved. I love you so much. Please continue to cleanse, and be healed right now. Please stay tuned, because at 7:40-ish, 7:45, we're going into the messages of what Spirit wants to say. Briefly, I just wanted to share a little bit of what I saw. Actually did see. At first, I wasn't seeing much, you know, just kind of in it, in the drumming. And then, oh, of course, reoccurring, I see Mark Twain, my Native American guides. So they're there a lot in my shamanic drumming and at the Mississippi River in the South. And, you know, they were showing me, you know, because Mark Twain, he writes books, so they're showing me writing and the channeling going on and channeling through me. And I'm down south in the Mississippi River getting washed away. Hallelujah. Amen. Getting washed away and being loved by Mark Twain and the Native Americans, and giving me that love and giving me that energy and giving me that boost that I need to communicate the ultimate communication. I love you. So without further ado, let's get back into some XTC and let's get back into some music, and hopefully we can play some more Marilyn Monroe tunes. I can't wait to see what she has to say. I'm super excited. But I'm super excited, by the way. Yes!
Your name. This is Edward from the Plastic Sushi and Tears of the Gods sound collages.
Rock, rock.
You know, WMFO is a real treasure that we all freely share. From Celtic to classical, hillbilly to hip-hop, jazz to J-pop, classic rock with or without journey, WMFO brings you all sorts of music that you might otherwise miss listening to commercial radio. Lots of our DJs will even play your requests on the air. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh? On WMFO, you can time travel, you can freestyle, and you can ruminate. We'll open your mind to alternative politics and conspiracy theories. Plus, every Wednesday night, a live local band straight out of Studio D. And just once a year, we ask for your financial help to keep all the great programming going. So please, send a check or donate online at WMFO.org. Thanks so much from all of us volunteers here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts, non-commercial, freeform radio.
Hello, I hope you're enjoying all of that, all of the XTC. Mummer, we only have two more songs to go from there, but I hope you're enjoying it. Stay tuned again. I know I wanted to pull in another Marilyn Monroe one before we were out skis, before, you know, didn't want that to be the final one. Come on, let's do it. What's a good Marilyn? I had like so many. I had a favorite one. Oh, it's the River of No Return. File my claim. That Western, that's another favorite one of mine. I really, really like. So I'm definitely going to play this. So this is Marilyn Monroe with File My Claim. See that movie? It's with Robert Mitchum. And I think it's a good one. It's a good Western. Yeah, it's good scenery. Very good. Technicolor cinematic. Very good cinematography in that.
I've looked around the country and I've seen it all. And what I want, I'm ready to name. It's big and strong and handsome and it's 6 feet tall. I'm gonna file my claim. I struck a real bonanza and it's rough and rash. But what he's got, I'm ready to change. He's worth a fancy fortune, but it's not in cash. I'm gonna file my claim. I got the fever, ooh, the fever. But not for gold in the ground. I want the title to something vital that I can throw my fences around. A gal should never hustle with a pick and pan to dig for gold that isn't her game. I find the man who's found it, then I get that man. Who's gonna help me file my claim? I gotta file my claim. Ooh, looking for nuggets? Mush. A, B, C, D. Who's gonna file me under? Go for what it takes to stay in the game. So have you found and spend it before you get too old? Who's gonna help me file my claim? Who's gonna help me
I've been such a fool?
Coming in clear. I said, am I coming in clear? You ever seen Charlie in the Chocolate Factory? It's amazing. 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. I am your host, Ryan Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Oh yeah, we had some XTC happening all for the last 2 hours in a mixture of some Marilyn Monroe. I wanted to play more Marilyn Monroe songs, but you know, I just felt with it, and I felt like obviously the album needed more focus because it's the anniversary, and you know, I can always play Marilyn whenever, but also she's gonna be coming in with the message that's happening right at this moment. So I hope you're all feeling good. I'm feeling great. I'm feeling spectacular. I'm feeling I can't believe it. Like, I'm just feeling wonderful. Like, yeah. I love it. 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 Da 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 da. And where spirit goes, I follow. I follow. I follow. You'll always be my true love. My true love. My true love. And now until forever. Oh my God, sorry, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the goody goodness. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the joy. Thank you for God. We're going to come into that portion where we're doing the mediumship. And, you know, this was a no-brainer to why I needed to play this XTC album. There's just, it's inspiration. There's a lot of inspiration that comes in. The way that it was produced, this is the type of stuff that I'm talking about, that this is what I aspire to produce like you know, not exactly like this, but this is the kind of energy that it's just, it comes from that place that just comes directly from the soul, and it just shoots out and it's right there. So beating of the heart, everything from beating of the heart, everything from human alchemy, just everything. Lady Bird, love of farm boy's wages, Wonderland, it's just so good, everything. And so, by the way, I don't know if I'm the only one who noticed this, but Wonderland, that sounds like I'm special. I think I'm the only one who may have heard. I think that was I forgot what song that is, but it's like that song goes special. Okay, anyways, you don't even know what I'm talking about because I'm not even playing the song, so I'm just gonna stop. But it's like that pops. When I remember it, I'm gonna play it, and I'm gonna be like, see, I hear it. Anyways, that was just pure inspiration because it's its own genre. That ecstasy, it's its own rock genre. I mean, it is, I feel like it definitely is, has that new wave, but still it's in a category of its own. And I'm so blessed to be able to play that. And I mean, come on, deliver us from the elements and human alchemy. I mean, right there. There was just a lot of sounds that were really connecting with the esoteric as I was hearing it. And you can tell, it doesn't even have to say it. You can just tell and you can hear it. I mean, that's what they do with a lot of their music. It's very, it's amazing. You know, they're like a different, it's like, it's a branch. I feel like Radiohead, I feel like there's some, you know, they obviously came out before Radiohead, but you know, you know, I feel like there's some kind of influence going on there, you know? I feel that. I love Radiohead, by the way. But anyways, so that was just that. I feel like that was inspiration. And whoever needed to tune in needed to get that kind of contrast of music to what, you know, they're normally used to. So I'm glad I got to put that in. So, all right. Thank you. So, tuning in more and more, I think. Oh God, it's gonna be stuck in my head what this song is. I'm gonna find it, I swear. You know, you can find anything these days. You really can. You type in the first word to anything, and then like it appears. Like, technology is so crazy like that. It's scary, but it's so convenient. So, okay. Infinite Spirit. I know it's Marilyn. So I talked a lot about how Marilyn the thing about Marilyn that I know why she was the first spirit that I was able to talk to. Just, you know, I was just inundated by her world when I was younger. And there was so much that I got. There was so much information that helped me. It just helped me to dream and it helped me to imagine. So, but the one thing I was talking about, what was so special about Marilyn and how, what her she had like the strong supernatural ability. And yes, I mean, they said she was schizophrenic or whatever it was, whatever mental illness she was dealing with. Obviously we know better. I mean, not saying she wasn't sick. I'm not saying that at all, but we understand the higher connection with it. And sometimes when we can't get a grasp of our gifts and get a grasp of really understanding our power, sometimes it really does manifest itself into it can manifest itself into psychosis, because you're dealing with your gifts of being able to channel, being able to actually communicate with spirit. And then sometimes they just, when, you know, sometimes we don't know how to handle them or deal with them in the 3D realm. Now, yes, she's been through a lot of trauma, so I'm not at all denying that there was something off with her, but I never saw that. That's the whole point, is that with Marilyn, I never saw what was wrong with her. I always saw what was positive, what was light, and most of all, what her amazing abilities were. And so, and you know, other people can dispute this, but I know in my heart, she had the ability to connect with being psychokinetic. And psychokinetic is, you know, it's like telepathy. I mean, I'm telepathy. It's like telekinesis, but it's like, you know, it's in the same range where you can manipulate energy with your mind. And so I told the story about how she was able to move energy around her very easily. So, you know, with the story with the guy, and they were in New York, and all of a sudden she transformed from Norma Jean to Marilyn, and it was almost like a surreal experience for this guy, watching her say, "Do you want to watch me be her?" And then she turns into Marilyn. You know, nobody noticed her, and then all of a sudden cars slowed down, everybody just stared at her, and all of a sudden she was Marilyn. And so that was the background to, I wanted to explain that again, because it's a very powerful thing to have. And for her to have such an amazing power, sometimes that's scary. And I'm talking about this right now because I feel like it needs to be said. I mean, I am going into the message, but before, like, I want this introduction because I feel like this has to do with the message that is coming through, because a lot of us do have these superpowers, and sometimes we don't know how to manifest them or use them properly, and they can turn into something that is negative unless we use alchemy. As XTC said, human alchemy. Unless we use alchemy to turn it into something higher and for the greater good. So, Marilyn, what is it that wants to come, what that you want to come through right now? What is the message? So for all of you who are wanting to connect more with spirit and wanting to understand spirit more and learning the community, like really, really having a closer connection or talking, or even just you want to talk to a loved one, and maybe it's not just for general communication, maybe you just want to talk to one person. She's talking about you must fill your heart with so much love, because let me tell you something. I've been around Marilyn Spirit. She is so loving. She has so much love in her heart. And this poor thing, what she's saying is, when she was here on the earth plane, that's all she was searching for. Oh my God, I'm going to get teary eyed and start crying because I can feel it. All she was doing was searching for to be loved, and she didn't realize she had that within her the whole time. And that she was loved. And when she crossed over and she crossed over to the other side, she finally, it was like her being free. She was saying it was the most beautiful thing ever, because she had all the love. It was always within her, that love. So it's very important that we make sure that we don't let other people dictate what's in our heart, and we don't let other people dictate how we feel, is what she's saying, because we can lose that love within ourselves very quickly. We can lose that love we have for other people very quickly if we are distracted, or we are letting the outside world decide how we choose to feel about ourselves, because how we feel about ourselves is a direct reflection about how we feel about other people. So connect, when we are connecting with that love, you're going to notice the more you put love into your heart, the greater you're going to see spirit, the more you're going to see spirit, the clearer the connection, the more potent the connection is going to be. Oh my God, that was just so, I just got so emotional because I could feel her. I could feel this longing for love, but she's saying it's okay because I was love. I was searching for something that was already within myself. And that's the one thing I learned when I crossed over. And the one thing that I wish I would have done differently was just knew that that love was in me. So if you're listening right now and to this message and you're struggling with dealing with outside crap, turn it off. Turn it the heck off. Stop listening to what everybody has to say about you, because it can just take away that love. It can take away that passion if you let it. Don't ever let anybody take away that passion you have. What is your passion? Don't let them take away that passion you have, especially if you can talk to spirit, especially if you have the ability to talk to spirit. It's very important that you do not let anybody tell you that it's not real. It's okay if they don't believe in it. That's their right to choose their world. They have the right to believe or not believe in whatever they want. But this is your world. And if that is the way, and if that was your path, and connecting with spirit and talking with spirit was your path, and you know it and you have the ability to do it, keep going with it. You've got to just shut it out. You've got to turn it off because you don't want to live your life not experiencing miracles and magic and joy because you let someone else tell you what was real and what wasn't real. No matter, even if you're dealing with mental health issues, if you're dealing with psychosis, if you're whatever, it doesn't matter, addiction. It doesn't mean you cannot connect with this world. It doesn't mean you're crazy, okay? It does not mean. What it means is that you have a higher potency to heal, and you have a higher potency to live the excellence. You have a greater gift. The deeper the ailment, the greater the gift to connect with your supernatural gifts in this world of angels. It's a beautiful world of angels, and it should never be kept. And that's what in Marilyn right now, really, she never wants you to be away from it, because if she would have known to do spirit communication, if she would have known, oh my God, I'm getting teary-eyed because she's saying that's why she came to me, because that's what she wanted. When she was younger, she wanted the ability to talk to spirit, and that's why she came to me. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not the only one that she went to. I'm not the only one that could speak to Marilyn Monroe. Like, I'm not the only one. Like, I'm not so I am special, but I'm not special in that way that probably no one else could talk to her. I'm sure she went to a lot of people, but when she talks in this form, it does feel special, and it does feel because it's love. So Marilyn wanted to, she wished she had that. So that's why she went to certain people. And one of those people was me when I was younger. And that belief, and to be able to receive it, to be able to have that, it changed my entire life. I don't know what I would have done if I wasn't able to see spirit at that age. I don't know. I really don't. I wouldn't be probably not here. So she said she wished she had that. So don't ever block. If you're ever feeling anything that is supernatural, it doesn't even have to be spirit communication. It could be anything else in the unseen. Your faith running so high, don't let anybody ever take that from you or let you think that it's not real. I love you so much. It is 7:55 on the dot. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. This has been a most amazing show. I'm so grateful. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I love you to the moon and back. Happy birthday to my mom, by the way, who's listening. And thank you, everyone who's listening. I love you. Please bring this love within you as you go on your journey. Believe, because spirit is here with you. Oh my God, I'm getting teary-eyed again. Your angels are here, and they love you so much. They never go away. Okay, time to listen to some more XTC. Here's some funk, pop, and roll. I love you. Until next time, my lovelies. Goodbye.
WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. I have a guest coming in the bottom of the hour, around roughly around 8:30. He's actually trying to find his way here now. Rick Barton, who has been in so many great bands that there's really too much to mention. We'll get to all that when I get him in here. But first, yesterday was Labor Day, so it's appropriate that I play this song. It's an old classic, redone, I guess you could say, by a band called Already Dead. And the song is called Bread and Roses. And it's about women and children striking for better working conditions in the old mill city of Lawrence. This was back in 1912. So it was one of the early labor movements, strikes, if you have it. And so this is a great take on that song, as I said, by a band called Already Dead.